Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
It is Poco Toto. What's the other band?
Lobo
Week. you type logo on here. It's okay. Listen.
It wouldn't have made a difference to me, Max, at all. So don't you worry about
my
it.
My support group's a little bit letting me down today. They're not able to get a hold of Paul Sullentrop.
Have they not tried though?
We're having typos on materials handed to me.
They're putting in an effort. At least if they weren't trying at all. Then you can get all over, but they're putting in an effort.
That was Lobo. She didn't do magic. Lobo Toto Poco Week. You like the theme?
I have no idea what that is. I am out to lunch.
Still no Paul Sullentrop. I have come up with a reason why we may not be hooking up.
Okay.
I think he's in Annapolis. I think he's flying with the team.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Paul works for WSU Strategic Communications. He may be going through the airport. I don't know what he's doing. He might be on the plane. He may be meeting politicians, and he may be at a state dinner, for all I know. But here's my word to Paul. You get back to me. I don't care. I don't care if you're in the in the nation's capital or at Annapolis or whatever.
That is awful.
It is awful, isn't
it? It's awful. The guy's probably on a plane flying here, has no idea that he can answer his cell phone. He's going to get off the plane, see text messages, probably from other people saying, geez, Bob sure doesn't like you, Matt. Boy, you're never going to be on the show again. The guy's going to get off and have a nervous breakdown. Like, what happened? I was just on a plane. It's not my fault.
Well,
that's probably what's going to happen. Look what you do to people. That's not right.
We'll probably have to talk it over with Paul.
You're going to have to apologize.
I may.
You're going to have to. And I know that doesn't come easy.
No, it doesn't come easy at all. We were talking about the Shockers and some of their issues last night. And we mentioned the Champions Classic, especially the Duke game in Kentucky. Their three freshmen combined for 83 points.
Good players.
I don't even know what – I don't even have words for that.
No. I mean, what do you – it's ridiculous.
I mean, they have more than three freshmen, but the three who started in the game –
they don't need any other ones.
No. It looks like they're plenty good to handle everything.
They played 23, 24, and 32 minutes. Barrett played 32 minutes. And they had – they basically averaged over a point a minute per player. Like,
now,
think
wait
about
a minute.
That for a second.
Now, wait a doggone minute.
What?
I just got a text.
Okay, I'm talking about the game.
Oh, this is from Andrew. And here's the word from Paul Sullentrop.
Okay.
And this just makes, I'm seething right now. I got smoke coming out of my nostrils.
What is it?
Here it is. Paul is loading up on a bus. He's sorry he can't make time. Loading up on a bus? What does that mean?
Probably getting ready to leave to go to the airport, or
no, they're already there, I think. So he's getting his stuff on a bus and you actually reached Paul and he said, I can't make time right. Those are the words. Oh my God. Well, I've never heard that in my life.
That someone can't make time for you?
Only from a couple ex-wives. But other than that, those are words I'm not used to hearing.
Look at you. You're all fired up.
You've never told me you can't make time for me.
No. But you don't ask that often.
Well, that we'll see when Paul gets back on the show. That's all I got.
I bet he's on sooner than later.
I'm not going to lay down any directives at this point. I'm not going to make any announcements.
Okay.
But I'm taking it under advice.
Okay. Fair enough. I still think you need to give him a break.
Barrett shot 26 times in 32 minutes.
Yeah.
But he made 13 of them and scored 33 points. Reddish played 24 minutes, scored 22 points. Williamson played 23 minutes, scored 28 points, made 11 of 13 shots. Just a remarkable... Duke is must-see television now.
Well, it almost
and
has to
And I don't
be.
Like Duke.
Neither do I. Not a fan whatsoever. But that's impressive. They're scoring a point a minute that they're on the floor. Three different guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
That's crazy. Crazy numbers.
And it's not like they were playing, Appalachian State or Drake.
No, exactly.
There's my shot at Drake. Yeah. I haven't taken many shots at Drake of late, and... I'm going to admit that felt good.
Well, that's good. That's good. You needed to. You needed something to calm you down a little bit.
I did. Next, they play Army coming up on Saturday. Then they're at Eastern Michigan.
They might win those games by 50.
The next game that I think we can have some interest in, they do play Indiana, although I don't think Indiana's going to be very good. The next game against a ranked opponent for Duke is Clemson, an ACC battle. So their non-conference schedule is not all that, right?
Well, no, except for the first game.
Yeah, I mean, was obviously a good one. But it's not like they're playing a bunch of other top 10 teams. So,
well, and look at it like this. When's the last time Kentucky lost by 34?
I can't.
Can you even think of anything close
to
that? I know
KU clobbered them back in the day at Allen Fieldhouse. By a wide margin, but I can't remember exactly what that score was. But no, that was incredible.
It's just the show they put on, and like we said earlier, you almost have to crown them. You really do after a performance like that. Now, if we talk about WSU and everyone's in, what's going to happen now? Then if you go by one game scenarios, it's over.
Yeah, so
if you want to go by one game scenarios, but you can't.
You can't react too much.
No.
Although, like I said, they're must-see television.
It was fun to watch. And like I said, I didn't watch the whole game. I watched some or most of the first half. And it wasn't a game from tip-off.
Let me say this. I think there's a chance that they go unbeaten. Now, that's over the top, right?
That's over the top.
Anybody would say that on November 7th to say that about any team, and I'll qualify it by saying if they remain healthy.
Well, yeah, if they don't remain healthy, then it doesn't have a chance. But those guys got to stay healthy in order to have a shot at it. But, I mean, it just...
But how do freshmen...
Three freshmen score
They look
83
like men
points.
Amongst boys, and they're the boys.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Thank you.
That's a good way to put it. It was... quite the performance. There's not much else. What do you say?
There's not really words. Kansas looked good in the first half, not as good in the second half. But Dedrick Lawson, although he only made 5 of 18 shots, he looks like a beast. 20 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. They've got their own youngsters, and they were in the backcourt. Quentin Grimes was very good last night in their win over Michigan State. So it looks pretty good, as did Devon Dotson. It looks pretty good for Kansas as well.
Yeah, and Grimes, six for 10 from the three-point line. Had 21 points. And like we said, they really had control of that game until the last 5 minutes, would you say? Probably the last 5 minutes? Things kind of started to go.
They had control, then Michigan State got in it, then KU kind of took back control, then Michigan State really pressed it at the end. I don't know. Duke was surprisingly good, even though we knew they'd be good, right? I mean, they were even better than anyone could have imagined.
Well, if you'd have known this before the season started, they'd have been ranked number one.
Kentucky was. Kentucky was ranked number
one. I thought Kansas was one.
You're right.
Kentucky was two.
KU one. Right now, Duke has to be one.
After that performance, yeah.
Nothing against KU.
Absolutely not.
Really good. But I don't know. I haven't seen three freshmen do that. That's never happened.
No.
That's craziness.
And you might get it against a Division II team or something like that. But not when you're playing the caliber of team of Kentucky.
And then
playing a team like that.
I heard Jalen Rose say that Zion Williamson would not have started for the Fab Five at Michigan. Come on.
Really?
Come on, Jalen.
He's still living off that, isn't he?
Well, that was a heck of
a... Oh, I got no problem.
Believe me, that was something else.
I got no problem with it, but...
I don't know.
Like, well, I don't know if... I think he might have been able to crack that lineup.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Let's take a break. When we return, we'll go off the chart a little bit. Ron Campbell will join us. He is a famous animator. He's been involved with some of the things that you know a lot about, the Flintstones, the Jetsons, the Beatles' Yellow Submarine animated movie, the Beatles' Saturday morning animation show.
He's done quite a bit, it sounds like.
Ron is coming to Wichita next week. He'll be on this show next. We'll be joined by KEYN's Jack Oliver. That's next on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.